Lekutas Sichas Chelek Tazayin, Parsha Yisrei, Sicha Beis, a summary of the Sicha. And this week's Parsha tells about Yisrei came along and he said that he saw that Moshe Rabbeinu was busy all day and all the people were standing around and he was teaching and he was even administering justice when people had disputes and so on. And he said, you can't keep doing this, that you should be the one to deal with every single matter, with every small thing and the big things and the small things. So he came up with the idea that the Moshe Rabbeinu should appoint a series, a hierarchy of judges, and there's the higher level and then lower level and so on, and the people would go to the lower level people, and if there's something too difficult, they'll go to the higher level, and if there's something very difficult and nobody knows, then they should come to Moshe Rabbeinu. And Hashem agreed with him, and that became this parsha in the Torah. That's why it's called Yisrei al Sheyite Parsha B'Torah, because he added this parsha which wasn't there to begin with. So it's well known, the question, how is it that Moshe Rabbeinu, the such a leader of the Yidden, he couldn't come up with this idea? He didn't realize that everybody was getting tired out and that we have to come up with another idea. Only Yisrei, the one that comes from another country, he picks up on it immediately and has the idea to remedy the situation. And even though it's true that you say agastav amayel zetav amayel, which means somebody that comes for a short time is sometimes able to see things which the people that are there all the time don't get it, but we're talking about Moshe Rabbeinu. It's not the he took everything very, very seriously and so on, and how could he have missed this? Therefore we must say that Moshe Rabbeinu didn't miss it at all. He just felt that this was not the right thing. He felt that he has to be the one teaching the Yidden directly, and not that it should come through other people. And he felt that it was wrong to do it the way Yisrei was suggesting, and that he felt that he had the koyach and the Yidden would be able to do it, and therefore it was fine the way things were. But if that's the case, so then why did Yisrei think that it wasn't a good idea, and why did Eivish in the end agree with Yisrei? So we find a similar situation that happened earlier by the Luchas, when the Eibishter gave the Yidden the Matan Torah, and the Eibishter spoke the first two of the Aseres HaDibros, and the Yidden said, we can't, every time the Eibishter spoke, they died, we can't take this anymore. They said to Moshe Rabbeinu, you speak to us, va'at tedaber, Hashem should speak to you, and you will speak to us. And they used a feminine term, va'at, not va'ata. And so what is brought out from that is that Moshe Rabbeinu was disappointed. He was so disappointed that they didn't want to hear directly from Hashem, and they wanted to hear it through him, that he felt weakened by this disappointment, and he, like a woman, and therefore they addressed him. He was addressed by the word va'at, like a woman. But in the end, Hashem said, "Hey Tivu Eshashadibeiru," they're correct, they're right in what they say. So, and therefore Hashem spoke through Moshe, and Moshe spoke to the Yidden. So the question is again, Moshe Rabbeinu didn't understand where the Yidden were, that they couldn't take it, or they could. Was Moshe Rabbeinu right? Were the Yidden right? What's the story there? So, one of the explanations that is given about this is that Moshe Rabbeinu wasn't mistaken at all. When Moshe Rabbeinu was there with the Yidden, he elevated them to his level, somewhat to his level, and therefore when Moshe Rabbeinu was around, they could hear it directly from Hashem. Then they could. But the Yidden said that when we are in your presence, it's not really us. When we hear it directly from Hashem, it's only because we've been elevated to your presence, but when we are back to our own level, so then it's disconnected from us because we didn't hear it and accept it and receive it on our own level. And therefore they said, we have to hear it in order for it to have any lasting impact. In order to be able to receive it internally, we have to hear it in our level. And if we're in your presence, you elevate us to another level which is not really us. Which explains why Moshe Rabbeinu said, you weaken me, that this disappointment weakened me. What he meant was that what you're saying then is that when I teach you Torah, I can't teach it to you on my true level, which is the level where Moshe Rabbeinu speaks directly to Hashem. I have to lower myself to your level. That's what he was saying. You're weakening me. You're bringing me down to your level in order to teach you Torah in a way that you will be able to absorb it internally. Now, after Matan Torah, after Yom Kippur, after Luluch HaShniyas, Moshe Rabbeinu was now time to teach Torah to the Yidden. So he said, who should teach Torah to the Yidden? They couldn't hear it directly from Hashem, but now, in order to be able to transmit to them the Matan Torah the way I received it, I can't give it to anybody else to do that. They have to hear it directly from me, from the one who heard it directly from Hashem. Only I will be able to transmit it to them fully, with the full impact, as the way Hashem said it, especially in light of the fact that we know that Moshe Rabbeinu Shechinah Medaberes M'Targreinu, that when Moshe Rabbeinu spoke, it was Hashem speaking through him. So therefore, only he has to teach them the Yidden. To use the terminology of Chassidus, Moshe Rabbeinu received Torah Elokus in a Eifen Shel Riyah, like he was seeing it. It was real. He saw all the details, the full richness of it. But others, they receive it bebchinas shmiya, only hearing. So you hear details, you hear some of it. You don't get to describe and explain everything in shmiya. So Moshe Rabbeinu wanted to transmit it to them in a eifen of riyah, that they should receive it in that full power. So Moshe Rabbeinu was insistent that this is how it has to be. Came along Yisrael, who is coming from another place completely, and when he looks at the Yidden, he sees who they really are, which is on a much lower level. So he said, when you're teaching Torah, perhaps that is a possibility, and you can do it that way. But when you're dealing with their own petty issues, so over there, you can't deal with them on your level. You have to deal with them on their level. The truth is that even the Yidden, when they're standing in a dispute, in a din Torah with another Yid, when they're standing in the presence of Moshe, would also be elevated through this. But the Eibishter agreed with Yisrael. And the reason that he agreed with Yisrael was because there was going to come a time when Moshe Rabbeinu wouldn't be there. And he would stay in the Midbar, and the Yidden would cross over into Eretz Yisrael. And at that time, they had to be able to receive Torah through the other leaders that would be appointed in future generations. And therefore, it has to be Moshe himself that initiates this transmission, where it goes from one person to another, that the leaders in future generations speak in the name of Hashem. They speak Torah, and this is the word of Hashem. And as we know, that smicha has to go back all the way till Moshe Rabbeinu. A Rav that has smicha in our day and age got it from someone else, who got it from someone else, who got it from someone else, ultimately has to go back to Moshe Rabbeinu. Why? Because it's only Moshe has to be the one to be give over the word of Hashem that should be transmitted down the line. As we know that kol every chiddush that Talmud Vasek Osud Lechadish, any novel idea that a young student in the future generations comes up with, nitna l'Moshe Mitzinai, was already given to Moshe Mitzinai. Because if not, then his idea, his seichel, what's the connection between that and Torah? There is no connection between what I come up with in my seichel and Torah. But if Moshe Rabbeinu already gave it over, so therefore it's linked to Torah's Moshe, to Torah's Hashem, and it gets the validity of Torah. And the same thing had to be with the transmission of leadership throughout the generations. Moshe Rabbeinu did not come up with this idea because Moshe Rabbeinu didn't expect that he wasn't going to go into Eretz Yisrael. At that time, he was supposed to go into Eretz Yisrael. And if Moshe Rabbeinu had brought the Yidden into Eretz Yisrael, it would be the Geula Shleima. There would be nothing after that. That would continue forever. And therefore, there would always be Re'iyah the way Moshe Rabbeinu teaches it. But the Eibishter said that, no, we have to initiate this system beginning now. Which explains why the word Va'ata Sechze, Sechze is actually an Aramaic word. In Hebrew, in Lashon Kodesh, it's to say Va'ata Sira. Why does it say it in Aramaic? Because if they would say Va'ata Sira, that Moshe Rabbeinu should see. When Moshe Rabbeinu sees something, when he is implying his vision, so then it's Moshe Rabbeinu. You don't need any more other leaders. There is no intermediaries of Moshe Rabbeinu is there in his full glory. So therefore it said, Va'ata Sechze, you have to bring it down into the worldly words of vision, a lower level of vision. When Moshe Rabbeinu lowers his vision, then there is a need for Sarei Alofim, and then the system will continue as it should continue. And that's why this parsha is called by Yisra's name, because from Moshe Rabbeinu's perspective, the whole thing doesn't really apply. He doesn't need it. It's only that Yisra, who brought it down a level to be able to see it from that perspective, that's why it's called by his name. And at the same time, you might think that the whole Vata says it, this whole parsha is all, a whole big downer. It's all about a lower level. So Rebbe says, no, it's only through dealing with lower levels, with considering the needs of the Yid that's on the lowest of the low, can we reach the highest of the high, as we know that the Dira B'Tachtayna means that we get the greatest powers and the greatest treasures and the greatest oiras in order to be able to conduct the battle down here in Olam HaZeh Tachten, in order to bring about a Dira B'Tachtayna, which will end with Mashiach coming very soon.